Suddenly, they've grown from nowhere. It's so good to see you all. Welcome. So, did you hear the story today? Do you have any idea why Jesus was baptized? Yes, Ira.
He came because he was a sinless one.
He came because he was the sinless one. Very Augustinian of you. Yes. Lovely. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I mean, if Jesus was the sinless one, then probably didn't need to be baptized, but he chooses to be baptized. So there is John. Do you remember who John was? Yeah, John the Baptist. That's how he got his name. There he was, and he was baptizing everybody in the river, and here comes Jesus to get baptized. And then what happened? Do you remember? You have to listen. John was saying, that's pretty good, though. That's not in the Gospel of Mark. That's in the Gospel of Matthew. But that's good, though. He comes and John baptizes him. And then what happens? Do you remember? John baptizes him and Jesus comes up out of the water. Yes. The Holy Spirit. Yeah, remember, see the Holy Spirit above the baptismal font before I... It is kind of a dove or a large fat pigeon. But... It's the Holy Spirit. That's the sign. But something happened before that. The heavens split open. Yes. The Spirit split open the heavens. And God said, you are a rabbit. Yes. You are my child, my beloved. Now, I think all of you have been baptized, although I'm not absolutely positive of that. Yep, I've baptized some of you. And do you remember your baptism?
No.
Do you? Kind of a little bit? You don't remember your baptism at all? Shocking. You did it when you were little. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Well, do you remember God saying anything to you on the day that you were baptized?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing? You don't remember anything. Were you tiny little? Yeah, I was too when I was baptized. Okay. Well, I want to suggest, I'm going to give you a gift. Do you know what this is? Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. Because I thought it looked like a Hershey's Kiss. But yeah. It is. It's a water drop. It's a drop of water. A long time ago, somebody poured water over your head. And you may not have heard it, but that was God saying to you, you are my child. God baptized you with God's love. So I have an assignment for you, which actually ends up being an assignment for me. But here you go. Pass those down. All right. I want you to ask your parents to find out the date where you were baptized. That's where it becomes my problem because they will call me and ask me. And I will have to get out the ancient book. But find out what day you were baptized and ask your parents, or you can write that date on that little drop of water. And then I want to ask you to ask your parents to please write something else. The date and something else like God loves you, clean your room, something spiritual, right? And then I want you to put that dot, just put some tape on the back of it. Put that drop of water someplace where you will see it every day. And every day I want you to look at that drop of water and go, oh yeah, I was baptized on November 3rd, 1961. Oh no, that was me. You weren't even thought of yet. Yeah, I know. Look at that and think about how God will be with you every day. Because that's what your baptism is about. It's about God telling you all the time, you are my child, and I am well pleased. That's what God says. Let's pray. Gracious God, as you dropped water on each of us a long time ago, please drop your Spirit on us now and keep us holy and help us always to know that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you want to pass out the rest of these to anyone who looks like they need to remember their baptism, feel free. Thank you. You can go back to your places.